BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 31, verses 6 through 8. David claims four facts. He knows them to be true. First, he does not associate with those who cling to worthless idols. He even goes as far to say he hates them, for they lead people astray into vanity. They are exceedingly proud of their accomplishments and appearance. They worship themselves. As Jonah sang in the belly of the whale, those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Jonah 2:8. Second, David trusts in the Lord. Though traps were set for him and everyone abandoned him, David trusted in the deliverance of the Lord. All was bleak, but he knew God was with him. Even in death, he trusted the Lord would not abandon him to the grave. He trusted God would raise him from the dead. Third, opposing the first claim, he states, quote, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. The love of God is made real for David because God identifies with and knows the affliction and anguish of his soul. Several previous psalms go into detail. David waited on God. His faith was not in vain because he was rescued. Faith is revealed through patient trust in God. Lastly, for much of David's life, he was pursued by men who hated him and wanted him dead. Several times there was no escape visible. He was boxed in. Yet every time David escaped and ended up in open spaces, he could breathe relief. Remembering God's interaction in my life gives me hope for the future.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.